Om Shanti, good morning. So today is Magic of Blessing, 20th April. May you be a constantly clean, holy swan whose intellect accepts the food of pure thoughts. May you be a constantly clean, holy swan whose intellect accepts the food of pure thoughts. The explanation is, a holy swan's intellect can never accept anything except pearls of knowledge. Brahmin souls who are the highest top knot can never accept anything that is below them. A holy swan means to be constantly clean, constantly pure. Purity is cleanliness. A holy swan means to be constantly clean, constantly pure. Purity is cleanliness. A holy swan cannot even have impure thoughts. Holy swans who constantly have the food of pure thoughts remain constantly healthy. They cannot be influenced by anything. So Baba is saying, holy swans who constantly have the food of pure thoughts remain constantly healthy. They cannot be influenced by anything. So a holy swan is the one who is having pure thoughts. It is at the level of thought, Baba is saying, that no impurity, no impure thoughts against anybody. So I just took out some points, like purity means no impure thoughts, or at the level of body, at the level of physical level, no impure thoughts again for any other soul, for any other opposite gender. So I was just thinking that sometimes we mistake that purity means to remain away from everybody, not coming into contact, not coming into relationship with anybody. But it's not like that. Love is a divine virtue, but Baba says attachment is a vice. So we have to understand this difference, that Baba has always told to love everybody, but not coming into attachments. So this subtle difference we should understand. Otherwise, we brother and sisters can never come into service together. So remembering that purity. So that purity amongst the souls. Then Baba always speaks about familiarity. So no familiarity, that is also impurity. No familiarity, no too much closeness with only one particular soul. So that is also impurity. So we should know where we are crossing the line when we come into seva, when we are building up that small attachments with the family. Sometimes we come to know that this is my Laukik family and I am having attachment with so and so souls, and we start remaining away from them. But after coming into Brahmin family, we start building up those small attachments, that this is my spiritual sister, or this is my spiritual brother, or this is my spiritual mother, she gives me sustenance. So these are impurities. So that impure thoughts holy swans will not have. Then no thoughts of lust. This is a very gross level. No thoughts of lust for anybody, or no fantasies, or no creating images in your mind for anybody. That is also impurity. So holy swans will not have such impure thoughts. So this is at the level of brahmacharya I am speaking, that impurity should not be there. And then Baba always speaks that having good wishes for anybody, everybody. Having good wishes and pure thoughts for everybody. Even if the other person is not doing good to us, Baba says you have to do good to them. Because he said, no, the holy swans will not accept any impure thoughts. So those impure thoughts will never come to holy swan. Even if the other person is not doing good to us, or insulting us, or not behaving well with me, or ignoring me, I will still have pure feelings for that person. I will still have that good wishes for the other person. So at that level. Then not holding on to anybody's negativity in the mind. We have this, no? If we, throughout the day, we see some weaknesses of people. But what Baba says about holy swans, that they pick up pearls. They pick up pearls of knowledge. They are the one who differentiate between milk and water. In Avyak Murli we have heard about holy swans. So the holy swans will pick up virtues from people. And throughout the day, they will wear such specs that they will see only positivity in everybody. They will not see any negativity in anybody. They will pick up positivity, they will pick up virtues, they will pick up values, and they will imbibe in them. They won't see negativity. They will not see their weaknesses. Because whatever we see, it starts coming into us. And they are very pure, so they will not accept any impurity from outside. So no holding on to anybody's negativity. Then jealousy. Jealousy is also one big and gross vice, which when we come into service, this vice comes in. That jealousy against anybody. So holy swans will not have jealousy. When they will see somebody becoming successful in life, they'll be happy to see that success. They won't be jealous. So understanding this jealousy, where it comes, when it comes, it's very natural, and it's very easily it comes in when you come into profession and when you come into service, or when you come at center and you see that the sister is giving sustenance to somebody else and not me, or when you are working in a department and you are doing very good and the other person is also there, he gets or she gets a lot of praises but I don't get, so you develop that jealousy. But holy swans won't have that jealousy. And jealousy then makes you bad in your own behavior, in your own activity, in your own deeds. Then you will try to do things, then you will try to cope up with things, and that brings down your character and your personality. So it's always said that jealousy is like a wheel. Like you want to be ahead of somebody, you want to be ahead of somebody, but once you go ahead, one step ahead, you see that somebody else is already there. So the jealousy is like that circle. It never finishes. Your desires will never finish. You will go ahead, you will see somebody is already there. Then you will feel, let's go ahead more. Then that circle goes on. Somebody will be beautiful than you. Somebody will be successful. Somebody will be intelligent than you. That circle never gets over. So a holy swan will not have this vice of jealousy. Because Baba says, no, jealousy burns you from inside. So holy swans won't be there. Then holy swans will be loving towards everybody. When you love everyone, no, so then you don't have negativity. You are pleasant with everyone. So holy swan will have that nature. So then he will not have any impure thoughts. I was hearing a speaker and he said a dog, no, a pet dog at home is very lovable to everyone. When you enter the house, a dog gives you such a warm welcome every day, which a human being also cannot give. So see how a dog is pleasant so much. So how much love that dog has every day. Every day he welcomes you with so much love. So learn from animals also. That speaker was saying, learn from animals also how that dog welcomes. It's just a spelling mistake of dog and God, you are saying. So he was saying that he was talking about love. So he was saying, what is love? Just be pleasant. Don't try to be lovable, or don't try to love anyone, or to get love from anyone. Just be pleasant with everyone, and automatically people will come towards you. So this is one. Then I was thinking, holy swans will be very humble in their nature. Everybody will love them. So when you are humble, when you are flexible, then you don't keep anybody's negativity into your mind. And then you learn to bend also. Then you learn when to stand back, when I should draw my line, when I should sacrifice, because that builds up your personality and character. So they'll be very humble. They'll have that warmth in their personality. Those are holy swans. Like mama. Children used to go to mama and feel that warmth. They used to open up in front of mama, and they would open up their weaknesses also. They would go and open up and tell mama that soul did this with me. So why that? Because mama is like a holy swan. She had that warmth in her being, and that's why people came to her. So that is one. Then holy swans will be obedient. Very obedient in their nature. Like, so Baba loves such souls who are obedient, who walks on Shrimad. So they will be very obedient. They'll be very loyal. They have that loyalty in their nature. They are very honest. they are very trustworthy. Such is the character of holy swan. So when they have all these things, so they don't get negativity from others also. The other day I was speaking to somebody, he asked me, what is the most basic foundation of a relationship? So Baba speaks about holy swans, no? And we all are holy swans and we are in a family. So what is the basic thing we should have amongst each other in the family? So I said, honesty and trust. So he said, yes, but before that, what? So he said, respect. Respect should be the basic foundation amongst all of us. When we respect each other, then we will also get that respect. We will also automatically get that love. If we don't have respect for the other person, then we will not listen to that person, or we will start seeing negativity and we will see his weaknesses. But when we respect, then acceptance also comes. Because I respect her, then whatever she does, it will be okay with me. And I start accepting that person, and then I start accepting those weaknesses also, and then it doesn't become burden on my intellect. So such are the holy swans. I was just remembering 21st March we had revised 18th March Murli, Avyakt Murli, and we had taken out your 14 points on holy swans. So I would just revise those points. It was the Avyakt Murli revision, 18th March 2018. And Baba had spoken about holy swans in that Murli. So first point was, they will be knowledgeable souls. Holy swans will be knowledgeable souls. They will be yogi souls. They will be Vishwa Kalyankari, world benefactor. And second point, they will be always in remembrance of Baba. Always in remembrance of Baba. Second, they will always be in intoxication of making their present and their future. They'll be always in intoxication of making their present and future. Then they will be the one who will have the authority of Baba's going to golden age, that authority that yes, I am going to go to golden age. Then Kulka Deepak, they'll be. Then they will be responsible for world transformation. They'll be the instrument for world transformation. Then seventh point, they will be sparkling stars, Chamaktava Sitara. Then they will have imperishable fortune. Imperishable fortune. Then they will go to one kingdom, one religion. They will have zeal and enthusiasm. They will have power of purity. They will be master almighty authority. They will be Trikal Darshi. And the last point is, their victory is certain. So these were some 14 points we had taken out here in morning class on holy swans. So this is about holy swans. So today we should be like holy swans. And so see, one line here is, holy swan means to be constantly clean, constantly pure. Purity is cleanliness. So throughout the day today, we can observe ourselves, check ourselves that we are not imbibing negativity of anybody, not seeing anybody's weaknesses, because that creates upheaval in the mind. So a holy swan cannot even have impure thoughts. You know, when something, if somebody does bad to us, we will always go in that revenge mode. So how to take revenge, or how to retaliate back, or how to react back. Or if we don't want to do that, we will remain upset. We will have mood off. We will not talk to that person. So this is also impurity. Not talking, being upset. All this is impurity. A holy swan cannot have those impure thoughts. And keeping that in the mind, the next time that person will meet me, I am going to give back. So such thoughts a holy swan will not have. Otherwise, that commentary goes on in the mind, then let me meet him next time, then I will give back. And till we meet for the next meeting, that goes on in the mind. So that should not be there. Holy swans who constantly have the food of pure thoughts remain constantly healthy. Now this healthy, Baba is not speaking at physical level, but healthy at the level of mind. Our stage will be very stable. Will be very stable, will be very powerful, and we will not have that fluctuating mood or fluctuating stage. So they cannot be influenced by anything. So this is today's magical blessing. Om Shanti.